Welcome to Volume 2 of the Captain's Log Project on KXCI. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space, and it made sense to me to connect our community through the airwaves. Through the airwaves, people never read the airwaves. Do we only feed the airwaves? I really should have seen. This week, I asked KXCI DJs and their immediate community to submit captain's logs and expanded to folks in our larger Tucson community and listenership to submit recordings of their captain's logs, answering a few simple questions. How long have you been home? What are you doing? What are you eating? And how are you feeling? You can submit a captain's log too. Stay tuned for more information on that. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community. Its continuing mission? To stay well and stay safe. To seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another. To boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of captain's logs.
Log, stardate 1329.2. On board the USS Enterprise, a ship's hearing is being convened against the transport vessels.
Co-captain's log, moon date, one moonrise prior to the pink supermoon 2020. From aboard Jazz Sunday Research Outpost Desert Horizon, after umpteen days of safe physical distancing maneuvers, this is Co-Captain Laura. Co-Captains Brad and B-Dog have gone out on a scheduled Desert Horizon produce production pod patrol. Co-Captain Brad, can you hear me? What can you report?
Yes, I can hear you, Co-Captain Laura. Here at the Hoop House produce production pod, the young lettuce and arugula are growing apace. Cilantro is well leafed out. Our chervil experiment is looking promising. And I'm pleased to report that the snap pea plants are producing several pods of their own. Now we're stepping over to the mesquite shade production pod. Oh, here too, the young lettuce is productive. And I see the perpetual spinach is making strong progress. The young beet leaves and golden chard look tasty, and volunteer cherry tomato seedlings continue to emerge. That's about all from us here. Back to you in Control Central, Co-Captain Laura.
Thanks, team. Here at the outpost, our pantry is stocked with a somewhat odd assortment of grains gleaned on belated supply runs. We continue to thrive on cast iron skillet bread, plus dried fruits and vegetables from previous seasons of Outpost Production Pod produce. Despite an inopportune late season frost, The grapes are rallying now, and today we spied several tiny, resilient peach survivors. The apple and pear trees are in bloom. The pomegranate trees are well leafed out. And our fig tree seems to have survived another winter. Ah, here come co-captains Brad and B-Dog now, so we'll get their assessment of the desert horizon.
Thank you, Co-Captain Laura. All outpost operations appear in order. Co-Captain B-Dog's tail wag indicates that despite the uncertain extent of our recommended physical distancing assignment, all at the outpost desert horizon are holding up well, physically, emotionally, and for the most part, mentally.
From the three of us, wishing all you KXCI faithful good health and happiness. Signing off for now.
From the outpost.
My name is Billy Yates. I'm a broadcast engineer for KXCI Radio in Tucson, Arizona. Captain's Log Stardate, Friday, April 10th, 2020. Been home for about 3 weeks now. Doing a lot of home and garden renovations, reading, writing, recording music, going for walks, doing a lot of ham radio. And doing lots of cooking, new Mexican food recipes, having fun with that. Reading books, you know, binge-watching Netflix like everybody else does. But feeling very, very good. We're healthy. We're staying home. We're paying attention to the more important things in life, like friends and family, and checking on people, and caring for one another. And keeping our cats and dog happy. You know, the good stuff. So we're doing our best to hang in there. And I hope everybody who's listening to this is happy, well, and having fun. And certainly missing our colleagues at KXCI. I'm wishing everyone peace and good health and welfare. You folks take care.
KXCI's Global Rhythm Radio. This is Captain's Log, Stardate April 13, in the Buddhist year 2563, in the Christian calendar 2020. I've been home now for exactly 1 month, and I am so fortunate to live in a remote, off-the-grid homestead west of Tucson by about 45 minutes on the west side of the Sierrita Mountains. I have a great view of the Altar Valley and the Babakivri Mountains, as well as Kitt Peak Observatory. And so I've been able to work from home 5 or 6 days a week. As the executive director of a small nonprofit organization, I spend most of my waking hours trying to help my organization and our employees survive this very challenging time, especially with the economic downturn that has happened as a result of coronavirus. When I'm not working, I've tried to do a little bit more outdoor exploration, both on foot and mountain bike, on the roads and trails near my house, as well as spending more time playing music. I've been both listening to and studying music for most of my life, and the time at home has allowed me a little bit more time to practice tabla, the hand drums of North India. I have an 11-year-old daughter who's with me 3 or 4 days a week, so I'm dedicating 2 days per week homeschooling her now that Tucson Unified School District has canceled classes through the end of this school year. I'm eating normally. One of the things that I've integrated more into my diet is food that is immediately available within the Sonoran Desert near me. So over the past few weeks, that's included more jackrabbits. There's an abundance of black-tailed jackrabbits that live immediately around me, so I've tried to dedicate more time in hunting those, and they make the most delicious mole tacos. I'm looking forward to cholla bud season, which is coming up very soon, and being able to harvest those and the other fruits that the desert provides. I'm feeling encouraged by the opportunity to go inward and to reconsider what's most important in my life, and with an abundance of time, especially at home, what should that time be spent doing? I think I am a hermit by nature. Even though I love people and love spending time around people, the social distancing has not been very challenging for me personally. I feel very sad for people whose lives have been profoundly affected by coronavirus, including those that have lost loved ones who are caring for people that are sick, as well as those that have lost employment because of this coronavirus effects. I'm hopeful that the lessons we learn during this time will help guide our decisions and our lifestyles moving forward. I'm also very encouraged by the fact that people are consuming less, driving less, and flying less, which is ultimately a little bit of reprieve for our planet. I look forward to playing music for you every Thursday evening on 91.3 FM and KXCI.org, and thanks for tuning in to Captain's Log.
Thumb, log, stardate, 4/14/2020. Today I thought about donuts. I thought about Dunkin'. Time to make the donuts. Those little hour block MP3s, all nestled snugly in their folders, they wait and whisper, quietly, "Beam me up, Dunkin'," until the time comes and they are broadcast, and they lose their files. They disappear. Blown into the air like glorious sand paintings, never to be heard again. Unless you saved a copy or streamed it from KXCI.org, where our listeners can time travel back in time 2 whole weeks to hear a show they might have missed. Did you know that?
You're listening to the Captain's Log Project on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. If you'd like to learn more about the Captain's Log Project, or even submit a log for the Captain's Log Project, email amy@kxci.org.
Hola, ¿cómo están? Mi nombre es Yolanda Mejía Rodríguez, vengo de México. Vine a visitar a mi hija y resulta que me tuve que quedar aquí. No sé ni qué días vivo ni nada, pero pues más o menos me he dado cuenta lo que se siente estar encerrada. Lo que he podido hacer es chatear, pero a veces veo que hay noticias negativas y mejor me digo, no, ánimo, adelante. Y digo, no, hay que ponerse a bailar y como dice el dicho, al mal tiempo buena cara. Lo que he tratado de comer es verduras y frutas para vivir sana y pues sacarle al virus también y por eso no salgo. Me siento bien, pero luego me entra la tristeza y digo, pues nunca había valorado lo que es la libertad hasta ahora que me la paso encerrada y digo, viva la libertad, de adelante y al mal tiempo buena cara.
Gregory J. Gonzalez, Captain's Log, Stardate, April 15th, 2020. I've been mostly home for a month now, only going out to take photos of minerals for work and sessioning at the skate park. I suspect my neighbors are starting to realize how strange I really am, as my singing voice and Jim Carrey impersonations carry out the window each day. I'm starting to eat through a massive collection of freeze-dried hiking foods and snacks, like salmon jerky and caffeinated energy gels, but cooking just about anything in eggs also works. Leftover carne asada burrito stuffing? Egged. Leftover hot dogs? Chopped an egg. Cereal? No eggs in that yet, but in another month, I might try it. Despite social distancing, I feel pretty good. The extra time to exercise and catch up with shows I didn't know existed, the magic of no-contact beer delivery, and weekly Zoom parties with friends help offset the lack of regular human interaction. I'm staying sane, and I hope you're well and safe out there, just like me. But if you're hearing this, I'm glad to know you're listening to great music on your community radio station, 91.3 FM, KXCI.
Stardate 04152020. This is Ruby, ship's counselor and chief morale officer. We are proceeding with extreme caution as we journey through this unknown territory in the outer limits. Despite having made first contact with a new unknown species, the crew is confined to quarters for the near future because the species, called COVID-19, is viral. Food supplies are holding out, with much consumption of so-called comfort foods. Rice and beans are a staple, and curiously, Sonoran hot dogs. The replicators have been working overtime to create plenty of toilet paper. The captain and crew remain optimistic and report the sensation of positive vibes. Many of us are using the holodeck, where we enjoy entertainment created by 20th century technology. A radio station called by the Earth letters KXCI. Long-range scans report no threat from this radio station, just hours of beautiful curated music and public affairs programs. It lifts us up and helps us to feel connected to a greater space community. Search for KXCI at 91.3 FM on your scanner. Ship's counselor, over and out. Live long and prosper.
Captain's Log. I'm T.G. Lafredo. It's April 16th, and I've left home just a few times in the last month. I'm a producer with the Arizona Community Radio Network, up in the tri-state area of Arizona, California, and Nevada. I listen to KXCI online, but I'm actually checking in from Las Vegas. I produce my show at home, with a kitty on my lap, so work hasn't changed a lot, for me. For my wife, it has. She's a pediatrician. She's certain she's seen a few cases of COVID-19 in her clinic, but they don't have the resources to test everyone, at least not yet. A few weeks ago, two of her colleagues in Manila died from this virus. These are anxious times for all of us. We're doing our best in trying to stay hopeful. I read a news report that it's costing Las Vegas casinos a combined total of $14.9 million per day just to be closed. The other night, I took a ride out to the Strip. It was the first time I'd left the neighborhood in 8 days. I wanted to see the place for myself. Everything was barricaded and locked down. Cops were everywhere. No tourists, no fun, no money. I was flipping through Sirius XM and I heard Elvis singing, "Are You Lonesome Tonight?" it's a moment I'll always remember. Given that so many people are out of work, I'm thankful my wife and I can continue to do our jobs. But it's tough. She's out there in harm's way, and I'm just sitting here, listening to myself talk.
DJ El Toro, Captain's Log, Stardate, April 15th, 2020. I've honestly lost count of the days. I know it's been more than 6 weeks. I started shelter in place on February 29th, just a few hours before I was supposed to fly to Seattle. And on March 9th, my doctors confirmed that yes, I had made the right choice and should expect to shelter in place for a very long time. I am so fortunate that my full-time job at the University of Arizona Health Sciences already allows me to work remotely as needed. So I've been able to make that transition pretty smoothly. The only difference is now all of my colleagues are working remotely too. But I'm enjoying my time as a shut-in. I've been learning audio editing software and how to stream live DJ sets on Twitch. I've been making and mailing collage cards to friends all around the world. In this flattened landscape, well, mealtimes have become especially exciting. My husband and I have, after almost 20 years together, finally sort of mastered the art of planning and preparing meals as a team. My husband in particular has been baking a ton, cakes, cookies. He even learned to bake bread. That was a big breakthrough for us. And we're both trying to be very resourceful about leftovers and making the most of food waste. Every crisis is an opportunity. Despite there being no timeline for when all this will change, I'm feeling optimistic. I've been inspired by the acts of kindness and community that I'm witnessing, and that really inspires me to bring my A game to every KXCI program I do during this period of uncertainty. I'm grateful our mayor has been so proactive about precautions. Please, do what you can to stay safe, sane, and healthy, and thank you for listening to and supporting KXCI.
Captain Mary Starwalker here, Captain's Log, April 14th, 2020. The poet T.S. Eliot said April is the cruelest month, and this year I agree. My husband and I live in a retirement community on the East Coast and have been quarantined for the last month. Our town is a hot spot for the virus since a resident came back from Italy, bringing the virus with him. Despite living in the East, we have family ties in Tucson and often listen to KXCI on the internet when we are home. The activities here at the old folks' home have been shut down since the middle of March. Before the virus, I rarely used the gym. But now that it is closed, I have an unaccountable desire to get at it. Our meals are delivered to the door every day, and my husband and I share one in an effort not to gain weight. The staff here is checked every morning for fever and questioned about risky behavior, which now includes grocery shopping, for Pete's sakes. In the last month, I have cleaned and rearranged my kitchen cupboards, finished uncountable crossword puzzles, cheating aloud during this time of misery. Watched 3 versions of Pride and Prejudice, but not the one with zombies. What is Hollywood thinking? And made bread. We tried to get outside every day, sopping up sunlight. My emotions are extreme. Funny shows on TV are a laugh riot. Carol Burnett shows are great. But music with special meaning, like Teach Your Children Well by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, have me in puddles of tears. Thank goodness for FaceTime with our kids and grandchildren. It's always good to see them. And we persist, hoping for better days. Stay strong, Tucson.
You, who were on the road, must have a goal that you can live by.
so. Become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's health did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by.
Everybody sing with us.
Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
And you of 10 years can't know the fears that your elders grew must be, and so please help them with your. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well. Their children's health. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
Been listening to Volume 2 of the Captain's Log Project on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of quarantine and social distancing. I'm Amy A. Thank you so much for joining me today. Next week in Volume 3, we'll be hearing from Miss Olivia, Kevin, Dominic, Wiley Bud, and hopefully you. If you would like to submit a log, please email me at amya@kxci.org. That's amya@kxci.org. Thank you to Brad and Laura, Matt Moon, Bridget, Billy Yates, Yoli, Greg Gonzalez, Ruby, TG Lafredo, DJ El Toro, and Captain Mary Skywalker for sharing your life on today's program. Sending good thoughts your way. For music used on today's program, you are currently hearing the latest from local artist Golden Boots with their song Sierra Nevada Corporation's Dream Chaser. You also heard a live version of Teach Your Children Well from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, as well as music from Nicola Cruz, Duder, Miracle Tones, Harry Gregson-Williams, and new music from Nine Inch Nails. You can find our complete playlist at kxci.org. See you next week, my friends, for Volume 3. Be well, stay safe, and
live long and prosper.